The special legislative session is convening in full today to balance the state's budget. Governor Steve Bullock has proposed fixing the $227 million shortfall in three equal measures by making some cuts to state services, temporarily increasing some taxes, and making adjustments and transfers within state government. Eric Fever, president of the Combined Teachers Union, says the $76 million cut in state services is a blow, but the governor has no other choice at this point.
If we don't have a special session, you can triple the pain and agony that would be visited upon programs and services provided by the state, the university system, and schools. And so, consequently, we need the session in order to at least ameliorate all the concerns that we have regarding our budget deficit.
The governor's proposal would mean about 50 state employees losing their jobs. Fever says that might be less painful than other options, but it's still going to hurt communities across the state.
Each job represents a program or a service provided to people. And so obviously just watching them all go away is not an answer to the question, how do we provide public programs and services if we just cut away personnel?
Fever notes the university system is also at risk. He says 2 decades ago, the state provided about 70% of funding to universities. Today, it's about 30%. That meant tuition hikes could be unsustainable for many families going forward without assistance from the legislature. Fever says the answer for lawmakers is to raise taxes. State agencies and their supporters begrudgingly accepted budget cuts proposed by Governor Bullock as part of the state's response to that budget deficit. Proposals to raise taxes and fees, however, met with more resistance. Montana lawmakers held committee meetings yesterday ahead of a special session that seeks to account for the budget shortfall. The MEA-MFT, whom the president we just heard from, the union that represents school employees, supported a bill that would eliminate $14.9 million in education block grants between January of 2018 and June of 2019. Kirk Miller, SAM executive director, said Monday the proposal was the way kindergarten through 12th grade funding would help with the budget shortfall caused by an unexpected fire season and less state revenue that lawmakers had projected. A Missoula homeowner called 911 early Friday morning, reporting that a burglar was in her home. Police spokesman Travis Welsh explains.
About 3:30, officers responded to a 911 call by a resident in the 800 block of Stoddard who reported that she had just heard someone enter her home. And by the time officers arrived, she let them know that she had seen a single person leaving who appeared to be dressed in black.
Police arrived on scene and were able to quickly detect two suspects.
Officers began to search the area and found a male and female walking a short distance away. Both matched the description given by the complainant. Through the course of their field investigation, they determined that one of the persons there was actually involved, and she was identified as 36-year-old Karina Mosslander.
Mosslander had items on her person that were reportedly taken from the residence. The man she was walking with was not arrested. She was charged with felony burglary. Police tried to determine just how she broke into that home. Montana authorities have determined there was no foul play involved in a fire that destroyed Libby's last wood manufacturing plant. The Flathead Beacon reports SK Finger Joint Incorporated at the Kootenai Business Park burned to the ground earlier this month. Undersheriff Brandon Huff said his office has concluded its investigation into the fire, and at this time, the insurance company and law enforcement believe the blaze was probably the result of an electrical issue. Lincoln County Commissioner Mark Peck said the fire was, quote, devastating, end quote, to a community that's already been dealt many economic blows in recent years. Logging and mining jobs once propped up Lincoln County's economy, but over the years, those industries have vanished. There's less than 2 weeks for general rifle season remaining, but hunters are getting good results. Public Information Officer Vivica Krauser with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks explains.
We've just concluded our fourth weekend of the season, about a week and a half left. So the season runs through the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend, the 26th. And right now we're 7% above where we were for harvest at this point in the season last year. And white-tailed deer harvest continues to be the highlight.
Krauser says the numbers for both deer and elk are up.
So far, we've seen 625 animals, and that includes 320 white-tailed deer, 48 mule deer, 243 elk, 9 black bears, 3 bighorn sheep, and 2 wolves. So quite a bit of activity out there. Elk numbers are also up through the Darby Hunter Check Station.
The whitetail harvest is the best that western Montana has seen since 2008, while the number of hunters is actually fewer than normal. Nebraska regulators plan to announce their decision next week on the proposed Keystone XL oil pipeline route across the state. The Nebraska Public Service Commission will announce its ruling next Monday after spending months evaluating arguments for or against the long-delayed project. TransCanada's proposed 1,179-mile crude oil pipeline has faced persistent opposition from environmental groups and some landowners. However, the project has received needed approvals in other states between Alberta, Canada, and Nebraska. Now, part of that would actually cross Montana. TransCanada officials said their preferred route is the most direct way to transport oil and crosses few major bodies of water. President Trump issued a federal permit for the project in March, even though it had been rejected by the Obama administration. Trump said it would create jobs and lead to greater energy independence. Starting this week, the national forests are selling Christmas tree permits. Forest Service spokeswoman Liana Roderick explains.
We've got snow on the ground, so everybody's getting that feeling for Christmas. And we are offering, starting today, Christmas tree permits at our Forest Service, BLM, and vendors' offices throughout southwest Montana for people to come in and get a Christmas tree permit. They're $5.
People in the Missoula area can get their permits at Fort Missoula.
Could go to the Lolo National Forest headquarters in Building 24 at Fort Missoula. You can cut trees on national forest land, except within wilderness areas. We recommend that people cut trees that are within 5 to 10 feet in height.
And here's something special. There's a special opportunity this year for families who have fourth graders in their family. Fourth graders receive an Every Kid in a Park pass that allows them into national parks for free. The pass will also get them a free Christmas tree permit. How about that? A little discriminatory for the rest of us, but, you know, fourth graders are happy. Our news talk time now is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
A few lingering rain and snow showers expected this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. Daytime highs will be in the low 40s. Tonight, patchy freezing fog with our overnight lows in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.